Hey, Mary.
Hey there.
Guess what?
Chicken butt.
It's time to watch Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
I'm so excited.
So this is our the commentary track, and we are just here. This is very low tech. We're literally sitting on our couch with us right now. The phone, our recording device is in between us, and that's that. So.
So we're going to tell you 1, 2, 3 and we're going to press play. And if you would like to watch along with us, please feel free. If however you just want to listen along with us and you've watched this movie a million times and you don't even need to see it, please feel free as well.
So that is what's going to be happening. We're just going to hit play. We're going to watch the film and you're just going to hear our commentary, just the stuff that randomly that comes up. And of course, our real commentary, the one that we'll be having, the fully in-depth one will be tomorrow evening for those of you who are listening now, or for those who are listening later on. The full episode will be available. The real commentary, like the in-depth review that we normally do, will be available on maryandblake.com and on the social media and on YouTube and any of the podcatchers. It will be available for all of you, when we put it up, Monday?
Yeah.
The 31st of August.
How is it already that date?
I know, it's bananas. It is bananas. So, that is that. If you guys have any questions, you have anything that you'd like to for us to mention or talk about, you can do so. We will be available at any time after this. And that's that. So, here we go, Mary. You ready for it?
You betcha.
Let's get it done. So, I am going to bring it up right now on our app here, and I'm going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play.
Oh my god. Alrighty.
Imagine watching this film when it first came out and you heard that little theme.
Yeah, I do. I remember it.
But without knowing it, and it's John Williams, Oh, Private Drive with the Owl.
No, just the music got me.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying. John just sets the scene.
Yeah.
Think about how lame Jaws would have felt without him. Or how just,
Oh, absolutely.
Unremarkable. No matter what, this is remarkable.
Yep. I really miss Richard Harris as Dumbledore.
As so say we all.
Everybody, he is great. He's the perfect Dumbledore.
He really was. Oh. The Deluminator. Which, I must say, I go back and forth with it being one of my least favorite magical objects.
It's kind of lame, but for me, it serves as a fantastic device for anybody who is not familiar with the world. Is not familiar with magicality.
That cat looks sick. See, it looks like it's gonna vomit.
Yeah, it looks like it's just about to get a hairball. It's for anyone that doesn't understand the magicality of it all, when you hold that thing up, it's something that's real and tangible.
Yeah.
And you can see that it's doing something that's abnormal.
And it looks so similar to a handheld lighter.
Yeah.
I never realized how much taller he was than Maggie Smith.
Yeah. And can we just talk about how Maggie Smith has not aged in 20 years?
What does she do at night? Does she just stick her face in, a mold?
She has... I think her face is a mold. Yeah. She just, it's kind of like Face Off. Where she just takes her face and puts it on her skull.
Maybe that's not even a real face. Maybe it's like Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's got to be like a mold itself.
Oh, look how great. A little papoose with baby Harry. Professor McGonagall. She got really dirty for flying in the sky. No, sir. Little type fell asleep just as we were flying. Now, this is when I love to see real Hagrid with the real actor.
Yes.
And then the faux Hagrid. Hagrid.
Yeah, the double. Because, the way that they filmed this movie, they really had a hard time with the digital aspect of it, because it still wasn't where it was supposed to be. And you can eventually see that with Neville. So they couldn't just digitally insert Hagrid, so they had to have a body double. And the way that they shot it was up-close shots. They had Robbie Coltrane, and far away, it was just a double.
Like, ooh, they had, I'm like pretty a sure, real the entire dude. Series.
No.
No?
No.
So for how many movies do they have
this double? I think it's the first two that Chris Columbus...
And once you see it, you can't unsee it. You're like, oh God, that's not Robbie.
So that's Robbie right here. He's crying.
There, Hagrid. It's not really goodbye. And you see how they're all like supposed to be looking up, and it's a zoomed in video of him where they look a little bit lesser and smaller. Oh. Imagine if Harry found that letter.
Oh.
Like when he was like 9 or something.
Oh my God.
It would have been a little different than Hagrid explaining it all.
A little bit.
If you weren't sure that this was composed by John Williams, you knew it now by the French horns.
Absolutely. That's his bread and butter.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's pretty much me on some school mornings.
Yes.
Like, I've already asked you 5 times. I'm not unlocking them, though. Why is Dudley such a morning person? He's already oh, it's because it's his birthday and he's going to the zoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
He pushes him back in. I love that. Oh,
goodness. So many doors in this house. I wonder if this is like a British thing or just a house of the time thing, that you would have doors like that.
Yeah, probably. Yes, Aunt Petunia, I want
everything to be perfect. Every time I see this scene, I want thick slices of ham.
I know.
Look at that!
And then Harry totally fails with the ham.
He needed a fork.
Why is Dudley's hair so greasy?
It just is, man. 36, counted them myself. 36 for last year. Last year I had 37. I wonder what his audition was like.
Yeah. This is what we're going to do. Is that
when we go out, we're going to buy you 2 new dresses. Look at his. Look at Harry's shirt. Like still, like all ripped up. Just the gray shirt. I'm warning you now, boy. Any funny business. Anything at all. And you won't have any meals for a week. Oh, so good. I do miss the zoo.
Yeah.
In current times.
Move! Move!
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Things in the reptile house often are boring.
Yes. Lying there day after day, watching people press their ugly faces in on you. He winked. Can
you hear me? I love how you can tell what time frame this was filmed in because of the clothing.
Yeah.
I've never talked to a snake before. Do you? Oh, wait. Do you talk to people often?
Or like what time it was, you know, set in, I want to say. Like the t-shirt with the flannel thing on top. Yeah.
That is very late 90s, early 2000s.
Because Harry's supposed to be around our age. That's me as well. A tad...
Yeah, a tad older.
I think like he was 181,
so...
Yeah. What a terrible push! People do that kind of stuff now on TikTok.
Oh, really?
It's just editing, like they pause it and they move something.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, it's not that difficult now to do scenes like that.
Thanks. Are you glad they got rid of the see you later, amigo? Or thanks, amigo, whatever it was?
Yeah.
Specifically because he's from Brazil, and Brazil they speak Portuguese.
Oh.
That's not...
Yeah. Good point. The only thing I know how to say in Portuguese is codfish.
That's true.
Bacalhau.
Bacalhau.
Sounds like a swear. And do people in England wear gloves?
Well, if it's cold out.
I mean, it wasn't that cold. Harry doesn't have a coat. Or is that the point? Everybody has a coat.
Except even him.
Yeah, he's just like, whatever, you got a flannel. You're Hardy.
What happened?
My least favorite acting.
The woman in the dark was there, and then it was gone.
Open your eyes.
Magic!
Nugget thrown in. Least favorite acting by Daniel Radcliffe in this movie.
Magic.
It was like magic!
That's it for now, Mary.
I'm Mary.
My name's Blake.
Mischief managed.